Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's understand that these Republicans have tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act more than 70 different times over the last 15 years. They're not acting in good faith as it relates to dealing with a health care crisis that they're visiting on the American people. This is the same group of folks who just enacted the largest cut to Medicaid in American history as part of their one big ugly bill.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, we've got Hans with us this morning. We have his Hakeem Jeffries there, Hans, the minority leader in the House. And I think if his lips are moving, he's lying when I hear things like that. But I have a question for you, Hans.
Yep.
They just held a protest that said no kings, but an appeals court in Baltimore ruled that the president must spend money that he doesn't have on SNAP. Who are the kings?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that has got to be one of the worst of the worst decisions we've said because, you know, the executive branch, the president, they don't appropriate money. They don't have any constitutional ability to spend money unless Congress has authorized and appropriated it. That was one of the most unconstitutional decisions I have ever seen by a federal judge. And that's someone who just showed that they are not qualified to be a federal judge.
Yeah, it was not only a middle finger to the president, it was to Congress, who has the power of the purse, right? I mean, they were denying two branches of government with that ruling.
Right. Well, fortunately, as you know, the Supreme Court stepped in and stayed that decision the same way last week they stepped in and stayed another ridiculous opinion by the lower court saying that the government could not require you to list your biological sex on your passport. Another monumentally stupid decision by the lower courts.
Well, that's breaking news to me, Hans. I did not know. I know that the Trump administration had hoped the Supreme Court would step in on that, but They overruled a Boston appeals court?
Yep, they did.
Okay,
and,
good.
Like I said, that's just another example of the kind of bad decisions, like I said, we're getting from the lower courts.
Yeah. Hey, Hans, one of the big things with the shutdown, obviously they got 8 Democrats to come over and agree, and now it goes to the House for final approval. Looks like the shutdown will end within, you know, a matter of days, hopefully. What do you think the long-term implications are going to be? Do you think we're still going to try to get rid of the filibuster so that the entire Trump administration is not hampered by these kinds of actions from the left?
I don't think the Republicans will agree to do that, because if there's one thing that they know is There are no permanent victories in Washington. And the Republicans know that at some point in the future, they're going to be in the minority. And they're going to want to be able to stop bad things being done by Chuck Schumer or his possible replacement, if you can imagine, AOC. And so I just don't think they're going to get rid of it.
Wow. Because of these, all of these cases having to go to the Supreme Court for either stays or whatever it happens to be, how unprecedented is this, Hans? Is it?
It is. The emergency docket of the Supreme Court, and that's where all these emergency appeals are going and all these emergency stays, it's the busiest it's ever been. But it's also, like I said, because we have all these lower court judges, and they're basically concentrated in a couple of blue states, California, Massachusetts, Maryland. They are, in essence, defying the Constitution and defying the law. And the Supreme Court is being forced to step in to stop this horrible misbehavior by these judges. I'll give you a quick example of another one. Remember all the stuff that's come out about Arctic Frost and how Jack Smith subpoenaed the phone records of all these U.S. senators, and who approved that? Why, our old friend Judge Boasberg, and he approved making these secret, right? So the senators would not know that their phone records had been subpoenaed by Smith. There is a federal law that specifically says that he can't do that. That if Senate offices, if their records are subpoenaed, they have to be notified, and no court can override that statute. So here, Boasberg basically violated federal law to keep this secret from people like Ted Cruz.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
This week, the Supreme Court is hearing a religious liberty case that's a little different than one we've seen before. It deals with a Rastafarian, right?
Yeah, it does. And it's just another example of how this may be one of the biggest terms of the Supreme Court. Because, look, it's not just that case, but we have so many others affecting not just individual Americans, but the powers of the president, elections, the ability of counselors to talk to confused kids about their gender identity. You name it. And from religious liberties to the executive power of the president, there's a case up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's amazing. Hans, always great having you on. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk again soon. In this Rastafarian case, Dan, it's a guy who claims his religious liberties were violated because when he went into prison, they shaved his head.
Oh,
and as a Rastafarian, he had taken a vow in his religious order and had not cut his hair in 20 years. And he sued them for a violation of his religious liberty. Well, it's a 6-3 conservative majority on that court. I don't know how they look at that. I don't know if they will uphold that or not. I mean, they're going to hear it this week. His hair was shaved back in 2020. So they're arguing that they stripped him of decades of religious practice. And we'll see.
We will see what the arguments decide. I also want to circle back in the next half hour, if we get a chance, to talk about what Akeem Jeffries was just talking about regarding health care.
Oh, yeah.
Got a very unique perspective on part of that.
Good. We'll do that. Coming up, we got to check a business, and we're going to get to end of the news before the end of the hour. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.